morning, Power Hour Nation. It's a great day to be with you. Please allow me to welcome you to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites if you'd like to call in a phone and listen. I guess if you don't already have this number, I don't know. But if you want to call by phone, 701-300-5252, 701-300-5252, you can listen by phone. And that's from TalkStream Live. You can go to TalkStream Live if you're having trouble, thepowerhour.com. Sometimes there's a connection problem or whatever, it's overloaded or what have you. You can go to TalkStream Live. They've been very good to us to deal with. Just put in The Power Hour at the top and search. Great broadcast today. Important. It's always important to have Cass on. Cass Ingram is such... I haven't said this enough about how... What a great... I don't want to say medical. That's the wrong word.
Mind.
Great. You're right. Holistic health, natural health mind that he is. He's fantastic. He's going to be here. We're going to talk about oregano and bone active, what goes on with your bones. Why does everybody have, not everybody, but more than any other country, America has osteoporosis, but yet we consume the most dairy. So that's kind of counterintuitive. What's going on here? So we'll talk about that and some other things. Any questions that you have, you can always call the show, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Call anytime. Love to hear from you. We'll get you in. Please don't, I get emails about why don't you, look, don't wait for an invitation. Call whenever you want. I know most people don't listen live anymore. I get that. Yeah, check in and call us whenever you can. We'd love to hear from you. Also before that, James Fetzer. Now, many people, most people associated with James Fetzer have run from him like the Titanic.
Yeah, exactly. Like the plague.
like the
bubonic plague that's popping up all around the
rats.
Yeah.
Like the rat running from the rats in Baltimore and in Los Angeles.
Smells like dead rats in here.
We're not going to turn our back on our friends. He's always been there for us. We're going to be there for him. We're going to support him as much as we can. Mm-hmm. I think his perspective, same thing with Jordan Maxwell. Do I agree with everything he said? No, I don't agree with everything he says.
Right.
I don't agree with everything my wife says. I don't agree with everything my uncle says, as you heard yesterday. He's back in the corner.
I am.
I turned the light off.
No, there was not light. I figured with all that mention about light, I'd at least have a little bulb in the back. No.
We can plug in the Christmas lights behind there. Hang them up on the wall.
There are Christmas lights behind me. I know.
Yeah, in the studio here, we got a shelf with some Christmas lights.
No plug, though. I have to get extension cord.
You got to bring your own extension cord. Where was I?
I don't know.
We're digressing. Oh, James Fetzer. Obviously, if anybody has been looking into the situation in El Paso and Dayton, I'm sure it's him. I want to get his perspective, and I just can't. I'm so stuck on this Facebook thing. I want to get his perspective on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just eating at me.
Big story.
Right.
Who changed it?
Right. His Facebook, the guy in, I'm not even going to mention his name. The guy in El Paso, the shooter, one of the shooters, alleged shooter, whatever.
Is that the Walmart shooter?
El Paso.
Right.
Walmart in El Paso.
Just clarifying.
Okay, yes. He was a Democrat, was a very strong progressive, was for...
Like Elizabeth Warren, I mean Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the other one, was Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. See, now I think we're mixing them up.
They're blending them together.
Anyway, now his Facebook page says he's a Republican and a Trump supporter. Okay, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
And that he's disillusioned about the immigration or something.
Mm-hmm.
Trump incited basically they're trying to say Trump incited him to shoot people because he's bad on immigrants. So I don't know. Anyway, we'll get Fetzer and we're going to get to the news and then we'll have Fetzer and then Cass Ingram. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be, back again, and I'm making an announcement.
What's your announcement? You want to make it now?
I am writing my manifesto.
You're writing a manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna put it on Facebook?
No, I'm gonna read it on
air.
The radio. Yeah.
When is this gonna happen?
It would have been done today. I would have had it today, but Mary called last night and told me how much she enjoyed the show. So I couldn't finish it.
Mary gave you a call, one of our listeners.
Yeah,
Mary.
Well,
shout out to Mary.
Yeah.
How's it going, Mary?
She said it was one of her favorite shows that she did all day. She loved Jordan Maxwell.
Jordan Maxwell's great.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get the news.
It's gonna clear up all your trepidation.
My trepidation?
Your trepidation.
I don't have trepidation.
About the debt. It's going to clear it all up.
You know, there's one word about that debt. See, now we're not even going to get to the news because we're kind of talking. you're going to get me all on. You seem to don't think anything about the debt. Okay,
I'm going to prove it.
Okay, here's the problem.
I'm going to prove it in my manifesto.
In your manifesto, in your opus.
Exactly. Treatise, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, here's the problem, and I'm going to tell you this now before I ruin your manifesto, so you can account for this.
All right.
The problem with they bail out the banks. Why don't they bail out the people? Why don't they? I get it. It makes sense. The point is that nobody accounts for seems to count. There is a point. There is a moment in time where something is lost that nobody accounts for in this equation. And it's one word. Do you know what that one word is?
No.
Confidence.
Oh, right.
There is a point where all that spending destroys confidence. Right. And when it turns like that.
True.
And that's why you can't spend like a drunken sailor. Anyway,
I disagree.
Let's get to the, if we're not reserve currency, you can't do it either.
Right.
You can only do it when we're under this system.
That's correct.
And the system's dying.
I don't want to get into it.
Let's get to some news.
Yeah, let's get to some.
Greece, Israel, U.S., and Cyprus agree to boost energy cooperation. Nobody cares about Greece, but now they found natural gas in Cyprus. Now everybody's friendly.
They're friendly. It's a friendly gas.
The U.S. is over there. They're sticking their nose in with Israel because natural gas was found. This may be the greatest blessing for the people of Greece. Maybe they can get out of the hooks of the EU.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we actually have something that people take interest in that we can have
sell.
Some stability. Well, you're right. We can have some stability here.
Mm-hmm.
Besieged by Indian troops, Kashmir mourns loss of autonomy. Yesterday, I think I mentioned it. There was some unrest. There is unrest all over the world. There's stories like this.
Remarkable. It's unbelievable. The unrest. Yeah.
Trump freezes Venezuelan assets as tensions escalate.
Like I said yesterday, he should go down there, take them all over, get everything running back, get the country back, and then...
Oh, so we're supposed to be their babysitter.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to freeze assets, then go down there. Their assets are their oil.
Yeah.
That's the real assets.
Yeah. And whatever it costs us to do that, take it in oil. With a 10%.
So we're supposed to go over to countries...
It's in our hemisphere.
Well, okay, that brings up another discussion. If China and Russia want to start having influence and bases there, I would agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they said, so I'd be the first one down there.
Okay.
I'd be the first one down there.
You got
there.
A point.
Okay. Thank you.
I think you got a point there.
You're going to say that after I get done with my manifesto.
Well, I agree with you on a lot of these things.
Okay.
I don't agree with you.
You were a little testy yesterday.
Well, it's because, your watch lost some time. Your watch was losing seconds. Every time Trump brought up red flags laws, we'll get to that with James Fetzer. You got to stay on here with
Fetzer.
All right,
Fetzer's I will. I'll stay on. I like James.
Kellyanne Conway, she's popping off. Executive action like the bump stock ban is on the table. Does that bother you?
It bothers me that they say it. Is it law yet? No. What is going to bother me is when it's law.
These Republicans are loosening up. They are ready to sell us.
I
hate the Republican Party worse than the Democrats.
I'm with you. I'm with 100%.
I don't like
with
snakes
you.
In the grass.
Yeah, that's what they are.
The Democrat
snakes.
Party, at least, the party.
You know
I'm not
where
talking about the rank and file. Right. You know where the Democrat Party is.
All the time.
The Republicans are with a smile and face. We're conservative and constitutional.
Oh, yeah. We got to protect your rights. Wrong.
Texas to loosen firearm laws allowing guns in churches and on school grounds. This is good. Texas
is
going the other way.
Excellent.
Yeah, we have no, you get rid of gun free zones that inhibits people shooting.
Right.
People.
So somebody will think twice before stepping in a church or whatever with a gun.
Judicial Watch sues Pete Buttigieg. What was our name for?
I forgot. It was pretty good.
I can't remember either. Should have wrote that down.
Yeah.
Anyway, his city administration for records of ID cards created to help illegal aliens. Supposedly in his city, they created ID cards to help illegal aliens vote and do other things.
Supposedly, he's a gajillionaire too. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's got billions.
Well, he
thinks supposedly he paid for a whole bunch of those
illegals come up.
Yeah, illegals came up. So. That's bad.
Well, he doesn't care anything about the Bill of Rights. I know that.
No, he's nothing. And then what was he yapping about yesterday? Trump. You can tie this right to Trump. Right,
Trump's
back
fault.
To Trump's fault.
It's Trump's fault, this guy. Well, that's because that's what his Facebook page says.
Yeah.
See how that works together?
Mm-hmm.
You see, now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, new listeners or whatever. I want you, especially when Fetzer get on, think about that. Put these two things together. You have people like Pete, Mayor Pete, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming out. It's Trump's fault. He's inciting this. CNN, MSNBC, even Fox, certain things. They're trying to lay this on. It's Trump's fault. White nationalism. This is all their fault. Put that together with the Facebook page that was changed.
Changed.
Yep. Changed. This has been confirmed, ladies and gentlemen. Johnson, it was changed.
Yep.
That he went from a Democrat to a Republican. He was for gun control. Now he's a Trump supporter. So they all fits together. Okay, that tells, I don't need to know anything else. I know that there's an operation going here.
Yeah.
I know
that. And they're all saying the same thing.
My wife, she was at, was it Walmart? I don't know. We go to Walmart all the time around here. We support their cheap Chinese crap, unfortunately. But anyway.
They do have some holistic stuff there.
They are getting a lot more organic.
A lot more.
I will say that.
They got that good bread there now.
I love that organic bread.
Good bread.
Dave's bread.
Dave's bread, yep.
She was in line or something, and somebody said something about the shooting, and my wife says, "Oh, I don't trust it. I think the government's involved with this somehow, or the deep state."
I like the way she speaks up all the time. She always like something. She's right in somebody's face. Love it.
Yes. And the lady in the line, you know what she said?
"I believe you."
She said, "It wouldn't surprise me at all."
Ah, very good.
That's what's going on. And see, America's not believing this anymore.
That's right.
That's why this is a race. Jordan Maxwell, when we were talking, that's an important interview. This is a race. Like, really.
Exactly.
Run your mouth. Mm-hmm. Be a loud mouth.
I called this morning, too, to the White House again. Called yesterday.
202-456-1111. 202-456-1111.
Be loud and proud.
1111. You tell these red flag laws they can stick them where the sun don't
exactly.
shine.
Exactly. It's not going to fly with Americans.
FedEx to end ground deliveries for Amazon. FedEx is no longer doing ground deliveries for Jeff Bezos.
Well, they got their own. That's why.
Well, Amazon's starting to.
Yes.
This is,
and they have their independent contractors a lot of them from inside that worked at Amazon. They're allowing them to be an independent contractor and deliver for them.
Have you seen the videos of Amazon drivers come up to houses and shoot dogs or steal stuff or even poop on somebody's lawn?
I've heard the minorities say that we're delivering in this rich people's house, and they're getting yelled at and saying, get the hell out of this neighborhood because he's Puerto Rican or Mexican.
Amazon?
Yeah, yeah. No, well, no, because they don't give them a shirt. They got to buy their own shirt that says Amazon delivery. So
they just would come in a regular T-shirt.
Right, exactly. And they're getting harassed by, what are you doing here? And,
Okay. That Amazon story, ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you to please refrain from Amazon wherever you can.
Support local shops or they're going to go under.
Walgreens to close 200 U.S. stores. You know something's bad in the economy when the drug stores are closing.
Oh, boy, yes.
The drug stores are closing. Mm-hmm. What does that tell you? You think the big pharma's not on top of this?
Well, you heard Trump the other day said he's going to okay it for people to buy drugs from Canada. Love it.
Scientists say water in Hawaii crater. Remember we talked about this a couple days ago? They're saying it's now heated. It's not just water there. It's being heated by the volcano. James McCanley, remember what he said?
Yeah, he said, yeah.
They better look at Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And that caldera there, that water sitting on a caldera.
Yeah.
James McCanley told it, you better drain that caldera because if there's an earthquake or whatever, the water hits the magma underneath, it'll explode like a small nuclear bomb.
Fukushima, what blew the top off of those?
The
all those things? The steam.
Right.
Steam.
So when the water goes down and hits the magma.
Did you see it? Blew them up like a mile and a half in the air.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, the rods? You're talking about the rods?
The rods.
Yes, I did hear about
a mile and a half in the air.
Wow. Largest California recycling business closes all 284 centers. I guess not only do drugstores are not paying, now recycling business doesn't pay. Being green doesn't pay.
They don't pay.
It's a
especially trade. Especially when you can cut up everything in Asia over there and pay somebody $3 a day.
Popular pesticides could cause unintended harm to insects. They got these water-soluble, spray for spiders and what have you. Now they're saying, the slugs eat it because it gets in the soil, and then the beetles eat the slugs, and now the beetles are poisoned, and
And then the bees probably get a little bit in there.
It absorbed into the pollen, and then the bees. Is this another
nightmare? Probably.
I am really considering getting a beehive.
Me too. I was right behind you. And there's plans on the internet where you can make one yourself.
Well, the Amish, we live near, not Amish, Mennonites. Mennonites, and they got little bee, those little boxes.
Yeah,
they got the box. They sell the boxes. I don't know enough. All I know is I know we need bees, and I want to get some bees. Robot tail to balance human body. A robot tail. So instead of having a cane, so they're studying in, this is Japan to put.
So it's like a waistband with a little tail there on the back.
It is inspired by a seahorse's tail, which is strong enough to withstand predators' bites, but flexible enough to grip things in its environment, like coral. The tail can be adjusted to fit whoever's wearing it by adding or removing modular vertebrae. So I don't know if it.
So it's like a three-pronged thing. It's on the floor.
Yeah, it hits the floor, you don't need a cane, so you can help walk.
Okay.
San Diego, great weather, increases use of street lamp cameras, surveillance concerns. I don't remember if we talked about the story. If you're flying over in a plane and you take your smartphone or whatever, or you look down, you see people's houses, right?
Correct.
So there's no loss of privacy, but you can look down. There's no, the government say, well, you can't look down out of a plane because you're invading their privacy because you can't see nothing
or
whatever.
Can't see anything. All right. Unless you have a...
Yeah. Unless you have a blimp with a high-resolution camera on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the government has and other private people.
Oh, they do.
They're having blimps with these high... Where they can read the newspaper better than you can. You got to go get your reading glasses. You hold out the newspaper, they'll read it to you.
And that was 50 years ago.
Right. So this is the same thing here. The courts are saying, well, people can look out an airplane and look at houses.
Retarded.
Right. That's what the courts are ruling.
They're saying
it's the same thing. It's not the same thing as a blimp with a freaking high-powered
telescope
looking down and can read the newspaper. It's not the same thing. The Bill of Rights hasn't mattered to us, ladies and gentlemen, and so they are treating us like it doesn't
matter.
That's
right.
It's that simple.
We've got to get it...
Okay, another story about Amazon. Remember we talked about, we got that email about us being greedy because we charge more than Amazon, and I went on this whole rant. tried to explain this to people. And this is important.
Yeah, you might be getting counterfeit. Who knows?
This is the story.
Oh, is it?
Amazon admits it has sold fake supplements.
Yeah.
Amazon has admitted.
They
notified customers who purchased some different products that they might be fake. They sell the Amazon has enormous influence on the supplement market. What percentage of the supplement market? This shocked me.
I would say 40%.
You say 40%? You're not even close.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It's 77%.
Or fake?
No.
Oh,
Amazon sells in America 77% of the supplements.
Oh, okay. Did they say how many percentage are fake? Because I know they don't test. I mean, that's what really set me off. They don't test.
Counterfeit, it does say in the article, this article is from Mercola. Counterfeiters have infiltrated big pharma, supplement companies, fashion, toys, and more, distributing lower quality products that may increase your risk, blah, blah, blah. No, it doesn't say.
Because the health ranger came, I heard him about a year ago. He's got his own lab. And
They're fake.
Fake.
This is, look, natural things, the Power Mall, this is the Joystar, this is an unbelievable resource. Everybody who's listening, who's used it, they know. And the products that we've brought together, real, high quality, authentic products that we provide, they work.
Mm-hmm.
We have had thousands and thousands of people who have testified to it over the years and give their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
They work. Sometimes, like heart drops. Okay, our Strauss heart drops, for example, it's the first that was ever on the market. It's a specific recipe. It has to be done exactly right. You couldn't, if I gave you the list of ingredients, you couldn't just take those ingredients. You couldn't make it.
Right.
But other people have copied it and what have you. And that little inch of a percent that makes a difference on some of these things, like Strauss heart drops, it's 100% effective difference.
Yeah.
Because that little difference is all the difference, mm-hmm. is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you think is working for you,
yeah.
or what you think is authentic, it's not.
Right.
And then you take it, you buy it off Amazon. Oh, wow, this I'm not really seeing any effect. Okay. You're not even getting the real product.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
You know how easy it is to make labels?
Call up Amazon. Tell them to give you a certificate of authenticity.
From the manufacturer.
That this is real before you buy anything.
That's another reason why you buy from the good guys,
that's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen. Buy from the good guys.
That's right.
But thank you for your support. I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
FDA admits data manipulation and trials of world's prices drunk. This is the Wall
you
Street Journal.
You were mumbling there. I didn't hear that.
I need to practice my red leather, yellow leather.
Mm-hmm.
FDA admits data manipulation, quote unquote, in trials of world's priciest drug. I was laughing because of just, I mean, this.
I got it. It was a joke, son. It was a joke.
You can't trust any of these. You know, Amazon selling fake things.
Mm-hmm.
Big Pharma, they just lied about this.
CDC, all of the above lie.
Are you deficient in vitamin D? Here's why it's a big deal. There's a big article here in the news, thepowerhour.com. You can read this. You got to have the right source of vitamin D.
Exactly.
And selenium. We talked about selenium, and you think, mm-hmm. oh, I'll just go down to Walmart or wherever, Target, and I'll buy me some selenium.
Wrong.
It won't work.
Right.
Or I'll go buy some vitamin E.
It's synthetic.
I'll go buy some vitamin E. It's not vitamin E,
no,
ladies and gentlemen.
It's synthetic.
And then the studies are, well, vitamin E doesn't help brain health. Yeah, that crappy crap that you think is vitamin E. No, it doesn't. It hurts you. It's worse.
Yeah, exactly.
It's worse than not taking anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there you go. There's the news right now. Of course, James Fetzer, current events, everything El Paso, and everything what's going on in his trial. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. Uncle Kevin, you ride shotgun on this.
I will. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kuryak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Power Mall, I mentioned it earlier. The Power Mall. You know, being on here while looking at the world, it's an unbelievable resource. And that's for you. That's, you can get food storage. You can get the iron earth for your plants. You can get the vitamin D, the vitamin E, all the grown by nature products, the multivitamin, the selenium, which lowers your risk of dying by cancer almost 50%. Yes, that's been proven. It actually went to court. It actually went to court.
And you had proven. Big, and you had Big Pharma fighting it.
Big Pharma's fighting
it. Big money, big fight. And selenium won.
Right. But it's not the selenium you see at Walmart.
That's right.
I mean, that's an important point. It's the selenium at the Power Mall. It's a big difference. Grown by nature, Strauss Heart Drops, the REM Sleep. You can sign for auto ship. We're going to give you a discount. We're going to give you free shipping. You lock in your price. It's going to stay there. And then you can have it delivered to you every month or every 2 months. The REM Sleep and Strauss. If there's other things you want auto ship, talk to Jay. She can probably arrange something for you. We've made a big commitment at the Power Mall, loading up on products and things, at least the ones that are most sold, that you guys want the most. I know I don't even want to get into it. But you know everything that we dealt with to try to carry over the Power Mall and to deal with that. It was beyond a nightmare. It's a small miracle we're here. But we're here because of you. And because we have passion. Everybody here involved, it wants you to be happy, to be healthy, to be successful, to be free, just as God intended you to be. And the Power Mall is a big resource for you to do that. And also where we get the fuel to put in this truck to drive down the road. So support us over at thepowermall.com. If you haven't ordered in a while or you've never ordered from it, tell Jay First10, FIRST10, and we're going to give you a discount either at the checkout online or tell Jay, and you get a kind of a thank you discount. We got a lot of great products that really help your life. When you get good quality supplements, good quality natural things, they help and they change your life. And so we've seen that over and over. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Cass will be joining us about 30 minutes from North American Urban Spice. All those products also on sale at the Power Mall. Thank you. Our next guest is a longtime friend of the show, he is, you know, many people say they're the most banned on the internet or whatever. That's not true, at least in America. I mean, maybe that Chinese guy who was arrested and put in jail for saying bad things about the Chinese government, maybe he's the most censored man in America or in the world. But in America, the most banned person on the internet, I am telling you, is this man right here, James Fetzer. Many people have left his side. We will not. We will never. We support our friends, and we're glad to have James on. We're careful about what we put on our YouTube channel.
We don't want to get banned like him.
Not again. But we're with him, and we're happy to have him to comment on what's going on. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, Daniel, it's a great pleasure to be back. Let me say, if you want to understand what's going on here today, you have to think about the politics. What would we be discussing on every channel were it not for these shootings in El Paso and Dayton? We'd be talking about the collapse of the Russiagate narrative. We'd be talking about Mueller having turned out to have nothing to say, didn't even write his own report, had no idea of the identity of Glenn Simpson or Fusion GPS. We'd be talking about the divisions that have emerged during the Democratic debates, where there now are three factions. You got the Squad, Alexandria Cortez, and you got Ilhan Omar on the far left. Then you have the socialists, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren in the middle, and then you have the moderates like Tim Ryan, who's trying to convince them that pie in the sky isn't going to work during the election. We'd be talking about that. Several candidates would be fading into the background. Beto O'Rourke being a particular example. And what do we have here? There's a shooting in El Paso. That is the hometown of Beto O'Rourke. It's on the border with Mexico. Many Americans are gradually dawning on them that if we bring in millions of illegal immigrants, and mind you, there's no argument about legal immigrants, it's illegal immigrants, where the Democratic candidates are wanting to decriminalize border crossing and then give them free health care at the expense of the American people when we're not providing that to the American taxpayer himself. It's going to be a catastrophe. The Democrats are on the rope. They have to change the narrative, and they're doing it by these fake stage shootings. And I say that with great confidence. I've done a huge amount of research.
Before you get there about that part, let me comment on what you've already said, because I think it's very important. You mentioned Russiagate we'd be talking about, and how what a bumbling idiot Mueller made himself look like, the split in the Democratic Party. Another thing we'd be talking about on the news, especially this week, is the stock market collapsing. I mean, big losses in a couple days in a row, and the trade war with China. We would be talking about all those three things. They'd be night and day on news, and now they're almost non-existent. I think that is such an important point to piggyback what you just said. I have a question for you, because I've been going over this before you detail about these things. Obviously, you have questions. America has questions. These things are just getting more and more suspicious. I cannot get out of my head the Facebook that the shooter in El Paso, his Facebook page said he was a Democrat, and then somewhere magically now he's a Republican, a Trump supporter. I who changed his Facebook page?
Oh, you're 100% correct, Daniel. That's just one more indication. And get this, who changed his pants when he's coming into the Walmart? He's
got that's right.
His big pockets on the outside. And when he's arrested, they disappear. What, in the middle of this mass shooting, did he decide that he was in a Walmart to get a new pair of trousers?
That's funny. Okay, why don't you just go over the three or four or five, whatever it is, five things that stick in your mind about this that just don't make sense. And you just said one of them.
Absolutely. And let me add, there's a wonderful article by my colleague Vivian Lee on my blog at jamesfetzer.org that goes through this in great detail. So you can check it out by going there. Not only do we have this Walmart shooter changing his trousers, but why would he drive anywhere from 400 to 600 miles to shoot up this Walmart. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. If he wants to shoot up a Walmart, there's one within 45 minutes of virtually any of us, anywhere in the United States. So what's going on here? Not only that, but you've had this Julian Castro talking about how this shooting shows that concealed carry doesn't work because Texas is a concealed carry state, ignoring the fact that Walmart is a gun-free zone. So this guy, you know, had it been real, would have had the opportunity to shoot up anyone he wants without any fear of opposition, which is one of the profound fallacies of the gun control agenda the Democrats are pursuing.
Hold on. So he is saying, I saw this, but I didn't key in because said on this Facebook thing. He is saying that, well, see, this guy came in and shot up the Walmart and Texas has concealed carry. Concealed carry doesn't work. Concealed carry doesn't stop people. So that's his argument. It was the fact that concealed carry doesn't work. That's what got these people dead. That's basically what he's saying.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
This is one of the lesser
appropriate name
Democratic candidates who's trying to bolster his standing by making a fabricated argument that isn't even based on the fact that the Walmart is a gun-free zone, which reflects the fact that when we take guns away from innocent people, we're not protecting them. We're making them more vulnerable. Daniel, has no one heard about Chicago? Chicago has the most stringent gun laws in the country. Has that solved their gun violence problem?
Baltimore? There's all places all over the country. What is the deal with the witnesses? On the news, this isn't like later, this is on the news, the witnesses were reporting multiple shooters came in, some in black masks and almost like SWAT team gear came in, three or four of them. Then all of a sudden that story just completely stopped and, oh no, it's a lone shooter. It's in a Walmart. Don't they have security cameras? Can't they follow this guy's every move? Where are all the pictures on this? Where is the security footage?
Yes, that's wonderful. In fact, Jim Stone has emphasized, I mean, how many security cameras in a Walmart? At least 30. If it lasted for 20 minutes, that's what, 6,000 minutes of film? That's 10 hours of film we ought to have, but we haven't seen a single clip, not a single clip. It's ridiculous. He points out that if something had happened in a Walmart, the place would have been vacated. Everyone would have got out of there in
a minute and a half. If I heard a gun go off in Walmart and I'm in the dairy department, I go straight out the day. I would be out there so fast and make your head spin. A minute and a half, it'd be like 10 seconds I'd be out of that Walmart.
You're right. You're 100% right. So, I mean, this is all ridiculous. Here's another key tell. There was only one ambulance, one stretcher showing up when they had at least 40 people needing ambulances. This happened at Sandy Hook. Daniel, they had no surge of EMTs into the building, no string of ambulances to rush their little bodies off to hospitals where they could be declared dead or alive. They put up triage tarps, but no bodies were placed, not even dead or wounded. Similar at Boston, no surge of EMTs, no string of ambulances. Actually, in Boston, the police kept an honest MD away from the victims because he would have discovered they were amputee actors, Daniel. It's that bad.
All right. Now, these details, I think, are important. They mirror a lot of things we've seen, you know, whether it's Vegas, whether it's Orlando had a lot of suspicious stories. Sandy Hook, obviously, we'll get to that towards the end of the interview. But now, the result of this, how it's being used, there's no you can argue night and day, and maybe we'll never be able to prove conclusively what did or did not happen at Walmart. We can't even get the security footage. But there's no question that these events have been used as agendas and propaganda pieces, and the media, the corporate media, full force, full blown, bigger than I've maybe ever seen, maybe since Sandy Hook. This is night and day, erasing huge stories off the front page of news about the stock market, about Russia, just completely obliterating them. This is everything night and day. It is no question that this is an organized attempt to weaponize this event, at least media-wise.
It's all pro-gun control and anti-Trump. This is one of the Democrats' key issues, right? Gun control, open borders, free everything for immigrants. It's going to impoverish the country. I mean, I've never seen such stupidity from a political party. And frankly, I used to consider myself to be a Democrat. I voted for Bill Clinton twice. I voted for Barack Obama twice. But you know what? Barack Obama's legacy, that's what we're seeing here. He nullified the Smith-Mutt Act of 1948 that precluded the use of the same techniques of propaganda and disinformation within the United States that were being used without by means of the Smith-Mutt Modernization Act of 2012. In other words, he legalized all of these fake shootings in time for Sandy Hook, and we've had an ongoing string ever since. That is Barack Obama's legacy.
I'm having a little problem with the connection with on my end or on James's end.
I'm going to have interference, Daniel, I'm telling you, because this guy I've been up against in court is an internet terrorist. He's boasted of taking down tens of thousands of content items from the internet. He's been messing with me, I have no doubt whatsoever, and I'm sure he's doing it right now.
Okay. Let's see if we can answer this question. Trump came out after the event earlier this week and talked about red flag laws. He talked about the dark recesses of the internet. We need to patrol them. He's not going after Google for censorship, but yet now he wants to rely on Google to monitor the internet to possibly stop these events. I feel betrayed a little bit here. I mean, obviously he hasn't enacted anything, but he's talking about red flag laws. He's talking about using Google to monitor us, like a Minority Report, Tom Cruise type situation. It looks a lot like Chinese social credit score. The Bill of Rights is nowhere expedited. Due process, he used that word. I'm like, expedited due process. There is no such thing as expedited. I'm very concerned. Your thoughts?
Oh, I share those thoughts. Absolutely. You got the Senate Bill 894 to which you're alluding. It's called the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2019.
Oh, geez.
To authorize dedicated domestic terrorism offices within the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the FBI to analyze and monitor domestic terrorist activity and require the federal government to take steps to prevent domestic terrorism. Daniel, you got it right. And they give a list of these fake events to justify it. The ones I've investigated, like Las Vegas or the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston or the mass shooting at the Tree of Life or Charlottesville, those are all fake. I have books on most of them. If anyone wants to understand what's really going on, you want to see the results of the collaborative research where I bring together the best experts on different aspects of this case and publish it in books. So you'll have a conspiracy research library. Daniel, it's no coincidence that Amazon has now banned five more of my books, including my books on Charlottesville, Orlando, and Parkland.
I'm going to ask you this, and I think this is a very important question. And you just happen, my friend, to be right at the center of it. I joked at the beginning, you're the most censored, banned person on the internet in America. You are. Your research, okay, do I agree with everything that you come up with? No, I don't agree with everything you come up with, but most of it you come up with are very important questions that we are not getting answers to. And so if you are out there, seeding doubt, seeding questions in people's mind, this whole fabric that is being woven to get us to believe this propaganda, to get us to accept, to get us to give away our rights, you then become the most dangerous man in America, the most dangerous man to this agenda, because you are destroying the false flag events that are being used to trigger our emotions to manipulate our country. Do you realize this?
Oh, you got it exactly right. In fact, Mike Adams wrote about it before. He talked about the most dangerous mind in America on false flags and extreme censorship. If they're curtailing the First Amendment so we can't expose the fraudulent activities that are undermining the Second. Daniel, you got it exactly right.
Okay, I'm going to ask another. I don't know how much research you've done on Chinese social credit score. Are you familiar with that term and what that kind
only
of means?
The general idea. I think you got a great point here, though, Daniel, from what I understand about it.
Okay, so generally you understand it's basically mass surveillance. If you don't meet certain standards, you have certain ideas, you become restricted in your social activity. It could be flying a plane, could be driving a train, could be even working. When I hear Trump or any politician talk about we can't stand for hate, bigotry, white supremacy, this is the fomentation of terrorism. This is how in the world can you legislate against hate? I mean, he sounds like Barack Obama. He sounds like a Nazi. I mean, he sounds like a communist. That when he said that you're going to stop bigotry? Well, what are you talking about? The government's going to stop bigotry. And when I hear the internet censorship gets involved, to me, it sounds like the beginning of the Minority Report, if you've ever seen that movie, or if it sounds like Chinese social credit score going in America. That scares me to death.
You're 100% correct, Daniel. The internet should allow every voice to be heard. Just give the American people the opportunity to do their own research. They'll figure out the difference between the true and the false. You have the government and the social media giants telling us what we can read and what we can't read, what we can view and what we can't view. I'll tell you how bad it is. Countries with the highest gun ownership, such as Finland and Switzerland, also turn out to have the lowest homicide rates. That is not coincidental. When perps know they may be opposed, they act differently. Mayor Pete suggests the CDC conduct studies of gun violence, but some have already been done, Daniel. It turns out defensive gun use by victims of crimes occurs between 500,000 and 3 million times every year, are saving around 200,000 American lives every year. Taking those guns away would add to the death rolls. Is that what Democrats want for the country? Since guns have been banned in the UK, an epidemic of knife attacks has taken place. They've even banned potato peelers. Daniel, I just saw a gruesome video where an ISIS guy with a samurai sword dispatched a civilian in Germany. That's what it's come to, knives and swords. Guns are the great equalizer. Even a little old lady can defeat a thug when she is armed with a gun.
Absolutely. Now, why, you know, you didn't mention this, and we talked about this on the broadcast. I don't hear this in certainly not corporate media. The study for the University of Hawaii, 262 million people in the 20th century were killed by government. Almost all of them were disarmed before they were killed or executed. Government just killed them. And also, after Pearl Harbor, Japan was planning an invasion on American soil. Yamamoto said it'll never work because there'll be a gun behind every blade of grass. A war, an invasion on our soil confirmed was stopped because we are armed to the teeth. And you're talking about, you know, what, less than 200 mass shootings in the last 50 years? It's really ridiculous.
It is. You got it spot on. Absolutely. We not only need guns for personal and family security. It takes the cops as much as 20 minutes to show up at your door. You're calling them because they're armed and you're not. In the meanwhile, your daughter may have been killed, your raped, your wife killed, you mugged. I mean, it's ridiculous. In communities, there's a deer field outside of Chicago. They are fining their residents $1,000 a day if they don't give up their guns. What if riots in Chicago spill over into Detroit? How can they protect themselves? And you're making an impeccable point about national security. Our greatest source of national security is we have over 100 million armed Americans who can come to the defense of the nation. How could we have defeated the British at Concord or Lexington if we didn't have armed citizen soldiers, Daniel? It's absurd. The Democrats have gone bananas here. They believe their own ideology, and it's to the detriment of the national interest.
Why isn't Trump on the TV having this exact same conversation? Why isn't he saying red flag laws? We don't need expedited due process. We need gun. If anything, I'm going to start a gun training program in all schools so that our children know how to handle guns and how to protect themselves. That would be a better plan.
Yes, and to authorize national concealed carry. National concealed carry.
Bingo.
The crime rate drops dramatically. Studies internationally have shown the nations with the highest gun ownership have the lowest homicide rate. in North America, U.S. and Canada, highest gun ownership, lowest homicide rates. In South America, Brazil, low gun ownership, high homicide rate. Africa, low gun ownership, high homicide rate. Russia, low gun ownership, high homicide rate. People are going to kill other people whether they have guns or don't have guns, but guns are the great death suppressor. Guns enable us to control the crime rate. If they had concealed carry in Chicago, it would be a completely different and much more friendly city.
Well, that's, you said it. You know, then people can argue, well, America has a high murder rate. Yes, in the big cities where guns are almost completely restricted. That's exactly right. That's exactly your point. Chicago, yeah. Baltimore, all the cities like this, New York, London. They have more murders in London than New York now, but yet they have extremely restrictive gun laws. So they're stabbing people. So what are they going to do? Are they going to ban knives? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Are they going to do, what are they going to do next? Potato peelers? They ban knives and potato peelers.
Absurd. Beyond that, the guns, I said this a million times, guns are as American as mom and apple pie. It is the reason the Revolutionary War started, because Britain tried to take the guns from the people. That we instinctually have this idea that I am endowed by God. I have the right to arm myself. I have the right to defend myself. And if you are going to take that away, then we're going to fight about it. I mean, that there is nothing more American than that ideal.
Daniel, the Democrats better think this through, because there are 100 million armed Americans who did not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, all it takes is, think about that. Even if it was 2%, 3%, say it was 2 or 3 million people. I mean, they got a problem. They try to take the guns, you know, then we're going to have Concord 1775 all over again. That's what we'll have.
What I say, Daniel, is when they come for our...
Stay there, James. James, stay there. Stay there. We'll be right back. JamesFetzer.org. Stay right there.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY.